travels to Idaho to take on the nationally ranked Boise State Broncos this Saturday. Join Rich Phillips and Craig Swan for the play-by-play. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:15. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line.
You think Milton Bradley's in a pickle?
Let's get into that a little bit here. We will have the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola coming up here in just a bit. But right now, I think I will
check out for this segment. No, you can't do that.
Why?
You're not allowed to.
You check out when we talk sports.
You kick me out. You have me escorted sports. Out. Frito comes in here every time and escorts me out while you talk sports.
Didn't you kick me out of this?
Frito.
No.
Is that Frito who just walked in there?
That's Donnie Baseball.
Oh,
Donnie.
It is?
Oh. You can't be kicked out of anything, Ron. Nothing.
Okay, so last week was the beginning of the brand new fall television season. What a wonderful week it was.
Are we going to become that predictable that we're going to do this every year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we're better than but still not that great.
What do you want me to do when the TV season doesn't roll around to bring out the new fall previews?
Why can't we be different?
That's why we're not for everybody, but if your butt hurts, try it.
What?
Are you listening to this?
Some of it.
Are we going to become that predictable? Are we going to become that predictable to where we do this at the beginning of the TV season?
Well, when should we do it? In March?
How about just not doing this gag anymore?
It's not for everyone, but if your butt hurts, try it.
She's right.
You can't stop a moving train.
All right, get on with this.
You just can't. What? I don't understand your angst toward this. This is one of
It's not funny.
This is one of the classic things that we do.
This is not funny. Nobody thinks this is funny.
Really?
Yes.
Not even the ad agency that stole our idea.
Yeah, exactly. The bastards. So, I want some email on this, okay? And we'll, during community quick hits, we'll read some of the email on this. See whether or not this is going to continue.
Funny, not funny.
What's your email address?
You're not allowed to email, Greg. You're not a contestant.
Aren't I?
No. So, what this is every year the WB is gracious enough to send us their fall trailers for the new TV season.
WB, that stands for Warner Brothers.
Good. Good, Hammer.
Well, we need to be accurate.
True.
We need to provide information.
And surprisingly enough, for years they've been sending us basically the same trailers. Dawson's Creek, which went off the air a couple years ago, but I guess it's back. Seventh Heaven, which... Is that on the air, Danny?
Seventh Heaven? Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah.
We'll go with that.
And the Gilmore Girls, which is a very popular TV show for the WB network. So, I hate to leave people hanging. I like people to be clued into what happened last season. So, this is kind of the cliffhangers that they sent us also. So, we'll play what happened at the end of last season, and then we'll play you the new ones. Okay? Just so you are hip to what's going on. You cool with that, Mike?
I guess.
All right,
just
so
get on with this.
Let's start off with Dawson's Creek. And
this segment can't be over fast enough for me.
And this is where we left you last year at Dawson's Creek.
Tonight on the series finale of Dawson's Creek.
Dawson, we only have an hour left. I want you to have these sentimental, priceless items.
Awesome! I'd love to have your football card collection and your grandma's snuff box. This is the greatest day of my life!
I don't think you get it, Dawson. I'm giving away prized possessions at a very, very difficult time in my life.
Oh, now I get it, Kimberly. And thanks a lot. I love my gifts. It's like Christmas, only it's un-Christmas.
Let me spell it out for you, Dawson. I'm depressed. I'm lonely, and you're my only friend. My life is at a low point right now.
Listen, Kimberly, I do understand. Hey, how much you think this Johnny Unitas card is worth? I need some beer.
Dawson, forget it. I'm taking the sleeping pills as we speak. This is it.
Yeah, you're right. Walter Payton's rookie card is awesome. Kimberly, are you napping? Perfect.
God. So as she's drifting off to death.
Hey, he's horny. At least he's honest.
God.
This has been a very over-the-top abrasive show.
And so that's the way things were left. I guess she survived because I have previewed these. But here's what you'll find in tonight's brand new episode of Dawson's Creek.
Tonight, on a very special triple cancel Dawson's Creek.
You know, Dawson, ever since you killed my cat by giving it too many whiskey shots, you seem really distant.
Yeah. I love that little guy, but how was I supposed to know that he was such a lightweight? I'm sorry if I've been mean to you lately.
It always helped me to remember something my mom told me once. Do unto others as they would do unto you.
You're right, Kimberly. Hey, all this talk about moms is making me horny. Take your shirt off.
Here, Dawson, I bought you a gift. It's a little puppy. Until you can show me that you're a responsible man with the dog, I'm never having sex with you again.
Oh, awesome. I love dogs. They're just like people, only they don't speak American.
Oh, Dawson, you're such an ingrate twit. I hate you.
You're right, Kimberly. I should love my new dog real hard. Hey, have you ever heard of the peanut butter trick?
Oh, Dawson, let's have a three-way.
Hey, that was easier than I thought.
Wow. Now that should be exciting tonight.
He's so bipolar.
He really is.
You bet, Kimberly.
She's such a pushover. She's so easily turned, you know? And now to the show that really has everyone standing on their feet and clapping. Seventh Heaven. This, of course, is what happened at the end of Seventh Heaven last year.
Tonight, on a very special Seventh Heaven.
I'm so glad that rehab's over with, and now me and my mom can connect, and I can reconnect with the Lord.
Oh, I love this music, and combined with the cocaine, I feel like a god! Mom? What's going on? My coke? With my friends? Oh, Mommy, what happened?
Fuel, might I offer you a line of cocaine? How would you like me to French kiss your friend Skinner?
No, Mommy, I just got back from rehab.
Yes, yes, Ezekiel, but my therapist told me to take an interest in your heartbeats, Fuel.
Oh, Mom, I want you back the old way, the Christian way.
It's too late. I'm too coked up. We can play Russian roulette with your pistol. Hear me first.
Oh, Mommy.
It's okay. It just grazed my taint.
All right.
What's the matter, Mike?
Stupid. Just stupid.
So she was wounded. She was down, but she wasn't out.
Right.
And so
just got that tank.
That's a weird way to play Russian roulette.
It really is.
And why would you want to go first?
I don't know. She was coked up, Danny.
I forgot.
It was the drugs. So tonight, be prepared for this.
Tonight on an all-new Seventh Heaven.
You know, being a recovering sex addict is tough. But with the help of my therapy, God, and my mom, I think I can beat this. Mom? What are you doing? My pornos? My lotions? My oils? Oh, Mommy!
Oh, Fuel, I was rummaging through your room, looking for my Bible, when I stumbled upon your pornographic collection.
But, Mom, you didn't have to use all my stuff.
Oh, Oh, Fuel, I couldn't resist. Your movies are so provocative. They seem to harden my aerial regions. And your giant black cylindrical vibrating object. I've never felt so alive, Fuel.
Oh, Mommy, that's it. I'm gonna do what I should have done a long time ago. Blow your privates right off the planet.
I'm okay. It ricocheted off my dill.
Oh, God.
Wow, that'll be fun tonight.
We did not just air that.
That is shocking.
What a messed up family, Mike, you know? You'd think they'd have it together on Seventh Heaven, but...
You think you've got problems, Mike?
Yeah.
Mm. What else?
Tonight, on a brand new Gilmore Girls. Hey, Gilmore Girls!
Yes, Marco?
Turn around, quick! Now you got AIDS!
Thank you, Marco!
Oh, no.
Don't act so shocked by last year's cliffhanger.
I forgot about that one.
Well, here's this year. They survived.
Tonight, on a very special Gilmore Girls.
Hey, Marco!
Yes, Gilmore Girls?
We have a present for you.
What, Gilmore Girls?
A puppy.
Hey, thanks. I got a present for you, too.
What, Marco?
AIDS.
That's a very limited show.
Conceptually, it's a horrible show. You have two, what sounds like Siamese twins talking in unison, and a guy who goes around giving AIDS to people.
Right. It's very WB.
Oh, it's a teen drama. They have to tackle the issues of the day, which AIDS is certainly one of them, Mike. Teenage AIDS.
And I'm sure those splattering sounds were like buckets of tainted blood, right?
Right.
You know, as you're looking over here at me, you're seeing a man that's distancing.
Why were you laughing?
I wasn't.
Attaboy, Hammer.
Really?
No. Huh. I am distancing.
Well, Mike,
theater
there you
of
go.
The mind, right?
That is another round of WB promos, and we'll see you again next September, buddy.
Oh, man, can't wait. Don't buddy me. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is next.